T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next story starts with a tweet, as a lot of the great stories do these days. And it was a tweet from a student at Kansas State University named Jaden McNeil, who describes himself as the founder of a conservative group called America First Students, which their bio on Twitter says, student organization for strong borders, traditional families, the American worker, and Christian values. There's some discussion about what that group actually stands for that may go beyond that. America First Students is not registered with Kansas State on campus because of a lack of membership. And in the past, students have gotten upset about statements that this guy has made. So a month after George Floyd died, again, because his neck was stomped on by a Minneapolis police officer, allegedly, Jaden McNeil tweeted this. Congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month. It got people really upset. There are calls for this guy to be kicked out of the university, and the university is exploring exactly what options they have in response to the tweet. Everybody has said these comments don't reflect the values of the university, obviously, but they don't know what they can do about it. So in response to that, the update on this story is that out of ABC News, Kansas State football players now say they will boycott all team activities until administrators create a policy that would allow the student to be expelled for, quote, openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions. They posted a letter that said, we're demanding that K-State put a policy in place that allows a student to be dismissed for displaying openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions toward a student or group of students. We have resolved we cannot play, practice, or meet until these demands are heard and actions taken. We love Kansas State, but we must stand together and protect all students moving forward. When were they going to? Okay, so summer workouts were set to resume July 13th. Right now, K-State's not playing because their workouts were suspended. But They go back in a couple of weeks.
Kick them out. Why? I mean, I can understand threatening. Absolutely. Threatening's against the law. Openly racist. Was it openly racist or blatantly racist? One of those two terms. Whichever one it was. Okay, so we can have a discussion about that. I would be
openly racist.
Okay, I would be I would be a little uncomfortable with that, with the use of that as a criterion, because it's one that's open to so vast an interpretation. It's not terribly specific. But when it comes to disrespectful, you're going to kick somebody out for being disrespectful at a university. No. no, I don't see that at all. And what he said was I've, you know, friends don't let people like this attempt humor. It's not funny. It's pretty disgusting. But the fact of the matter is, he was a jerk. So, do you know how many jerks there were on my college campus? Lots. I was one of them.
Let me ask this question. How influential is this boycott from the Kansas State football players? How much weight do you think this is going to carry? Now, let me answer my own question for a second before you answer it. It's possible that the university doesn't have any power here. I mean, that's what they're looking at, is talking to lawyers. It's possible the university can't do anything. So it's possible this boycott from the Kansas State football players is irrelevant because Kansas State doesn't know yet if they can even do anything, then they have to decide if they will, you know, then, because then you get into dangerous territory when you're kicking out students for things that they say.
Yep.
You know, and frankly, it's not a great example to be setting when it comes to free speech. But first, they got to find out if they can even do anything. But let's say they can. Let's say they talk to their lawyers and they find out, yes, legally, they could kick this kid out of the school. And maybe there's a middle ground somewhere. Who knows? How influential, how much weight does this is where I don't know enough about the K-State football team. How much weight does this carry from the K-State football players that say they're going to boycott?
That's a great question. No disrespect to the K-State football program, but I think you have to take expectations of the team into account, because if you're not vying for a national championship, then it's going to be tough to say, the weight of a couple of football players boycotting the team activities, it's not going to really, it may make a ripple on campus, but it's not going to make that big of a deal, make that big of a difference, I should say. But yeah, what I think it all comes back to is the idea of punishing somebody for speech. And you got to be very careful when you do that, especially when you're talking about a place that's supposed to be a free and open exchange of ideas like a college campus.
So I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and Dana was reading, there are, 25 different elements of the code of conduct for students at the university. And she was reading a couple that may apply, and I don't remember the exact language, but it dealt something with disrespect, which is, I think, broad or narrow, yep, whichever way you want to take it, you know, and certainly open to interpretation. The guy got the reaction that he wanted. You know, he wanted to cause a stir. He wanted attention for his organization. He wanted to be talked about, and he accomplished that. The best thing to do now is stop giving him the attention that he was after. But I don't, and so I'll come back to this about whether people think, you know, this case from the football players is going to make a difference at all with what the university decides to do with him. And if you want to call 576-7798, some of you were texting in anyway, if the university has the option to do something here, what do you think should be done with this kid, if anything?
Yeah, and do you punish somebody? I mean, it's, you know, there are lines that you can cross. And to forestall an argument before it happens, because this is also coming up on the text line already, you know, what about the First Amendment? Doesn't apply here. It doesn't make any difference, because nobody's talking about punishing him legally or civilly. They're talking about whether or not to take away his ability to attend that school. That does not violate your constitutional right to free speech.
Right.
You know, only the state can do that. And, you know, and there's a kind of an argument there about the fact that it's a state school, but even that's kind of splitting hairs. They can. If they want to kick him out for what he said, they can kick him out for what he said. But that gets back to, should they? And that, I think, is the much more important part of the argument, which is, if you want to have a free and open exchange of ideas, if you want people to learn on a college campus that there are, in fact, you know, high school is supposed to teach you all the stuff that you need to get into college. College is supposed to teach you all the stuff you need to be out in the world. And I know that's still a big job, but if you want to teach kids that, you know, there are other viewpoints out there and you're going to have to deal with people who hold them, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, and at some point we can have the conversation about, do you just allow anything? We've had people that have been fired from their jobs for things that they have said on social media. So in the world, there is a precedent for you can't just say anything you want without consequences. That's different. Those are private businesses. That yep, works differently. But we've done a ton of stories about people that have had to resign elected positions and people that have gotten fired from jobs because they said things on social media that they weren't, that they shouldn't have said, that their employer decided went too far. So there is, you know, we have seen that happen. And if we're training kids for the real world, you don't just get to say anything you want without consequence.
Right. And it's a matter of, does the consequence fit the action in this case? Because that's where I think, you know, things like racism, anti-Semitism, you know, whatever, you know, religious bias, that sort of thing. Those are discussions that you can have, but you got to be very, very careful how you word them. And, you know, campuses have gone, there has been a shift toward, you know, trying to foster inclusion in all of this. You can try, but when you move that next step to taking somebody who isn't interested in inclusion and saying, you're not allowed here, that's a big step. Can they make it? Yeah. But does it teach anybody why inclusion is a good idea? No, not really. It just makes you say the right things that they want you to say.
So we'll get to your calls and your texts coming up. We're getting a lot of great texts. 5767798 if you want to take part in the conversation on the air. And we'll get to your calls on the other side of news. Right now, 1129 on KMBZ. Kansas State football players say they are going to boycott all team activities until administrators there create a policy that will allow a student to be expelled for, quote, openly racist, threatening, or disrespectful actions. It comes after a student, Jaden McNeil, tweeted over the weekend, congratulations to George Floyd on being drug-free for an entire month. It came a month after George Floyd was killed allegedly at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. He leads a conservative group called America First Students, which seem conservative, you know, traditional family values, Christian values, all of that in their bio. And so now football players say, we're going to boycott until you create a policy that would kick somebody like this out. Now, what's interesting, and this is what we don't know yet, is that the letter they posted said, we're demanding that K-State put a policy in place that would allow basically someone like this to be expelled. What they're not saying is expel this guy. They're saying our demand is you put a policy in place that would expel someone who creates, I'm putting words in their mouth, but I think the goal here is to allow to expel someone who tweets something like this. Again, K-State may not have that option. They may not have the option to create a policy that expels someone. I was about to say for a tweet like this. Their definition is pretty broad. You know, for a racist comment or a disrespectful action could include a lot of things.
Yeah, especially that last one. Yeah, disrespectful action can be anything. I mean, somebody on the text line said, you know, I hold the door for somebody. They don't say thank you. You expel them? You know, it can get that silly.
You yell at a teacher.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, that it could get into that. I mean, if you, you know, cuss at a teacher or you're disrespectful. It's disrespect is such a in the eye of the person being disrespected. You know, if a professor says you skip my class, that's disrespectful. Can the university then kick that student out? No.
Pooh, gone.
But that's what that policy would allow for.
Yeah. So it's, you know? I mean, on the surface of it, it's a non-starter, but they're really, I mean, there's a philosophical discussion about this as well, as far as, you know, is it the right thing to do to kick somebody out when all they're doing objectively or subjectively is being a jerk? And that's what this is. It was a tweet designed to make people mad. It was a trolling thing. So do you kick somebody out of a college for trolling when it isn't something that's blatantly racist, when it isn't something that's threatening, when it isn't something that's illegal, you know, because there is speech that's illegal. You know, it's pretty narrow, but again, it does exist.
And, you know, there are people who agree with him. I mean, this organization didn't have enough members to register as a group officially at Kansas State. And they don't have a ton of followers on Twitter either. But there are people who agree with what he said. There are people who think that what he said is funny. Some of you were texting in saying you found the joke maybe a little edgy, but funny. And so it's not even... This is a bad example, I think, of something that you, if you were to create a policy where you expel someone for something that they said that is racist or goes too far, this isn't even a good example, I think, of something that goes too far. It wasn't overtly racist. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't even a good attempt at humor. But on the most basic level, it's not something that we all universally kind of agree crosses a line. If it were to have used a key word that we disagree should be, you know, some key language, then we could have a discussion. But there's not even, you know, general consensus that what he said goes too far.
Exactly. And it's going to be really problematic, again, if they try to put some kind of policy in place. But to have people saying, you know, I'm going to boycott football practice over this until they put in a policy that would allow them to expel somebody like this. Why? In that case, what you're shying away from is a discussion you're not comfortable having. And that is that goes directly contrary to what you're supposed to be doing in college.
So we'll ask what happens if these K-State football players keep with their boycott. They're supposed to be showing up to workouts, I believe, July 13th. So what happens if K-State football players refuse to play? Is that a big problem for Kansas State? We'll go to the phones, 576-7798. We'll read some of your texts coming up as well. Let's go to Warrensburg first and talk to Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you two?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
I'm a teacher, and I'm always looking at things as a teachable moment, and I think it's an opportunity for the school to bring the football players in and sit down together and try to draft a policy so they can see how difficult it is. And to also understand that there's probably worse things said on a football field and in a locker room. It's vile. It's vile. It shouldn't have been said. But everyone is entitled to their opinion, whether that's right or wrong. Everyone is entitled to free speech. And there are consequences to the speech. But in this case, I don't think that the university's got a case. And I think it's an opportunity to bring the football players in and see if they can hammer out a policy that would deter this type of behavior in the future. But I think it'd be an eye-opening experience for all parties involved.
You know, that is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's like, okay, guys, you think you can make something work? Go ahead, give it a shot. We'll see what you come up with. At what level do you teach, if I can ask?
I teach high school.
High school kids, good for you. Any particular subject or just?
I like to say life, but I'm an arts teacher.
Okay, very cool. All right, well, thank you very much for adding into the discussion. I think that's a great way to go with it.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care.
We appreciate the call. Yes, and maybe that's the goal of these football players is the story made national. I mean, the fact that Kansas State football players put this letter out saying they were going to boycott made ABC News. At the very least, what's going to happen is a discussion, probably between Richard Myers, who's the president of Kansas State, and this football team. At the very least, they're going to get an ear and an audience for some of their concerns.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, the university hasn't made any overtures here yet that I'm aware of. That they haven't said, yes, we want to stop this kind of thing. That's not happening, okay? Now, it may, but don't jump the gun and think the university is automatically going to be on their side and is going to assume that there's a problem here that they have to step in and get in the way of. Just because students are raising a ruckus over something, and I'll describe the ruckus, doesn't necessarily mean that that the university is going to take it seriously or that they should. They may not. They may just say, you know what? No, what he said isn't a problem. Come back to us when there is one.
The university said exactly what they were supposed to. Richard Myers said Friday, quote, divisive statements do not represent the values of our university. And they said they're exploring options for action. It's the best thing they could have said.
It's a non-answer, yeah.
Right. We know what happened. We acknowledge that there's been a response to it. We don't agree with, you know, with the sentiment in the tweet necessarily. They don't represent K-State. However, we're going to talk to a bunch of people before we say anything else beyond this. The coach, Chris Kleiman, tweeted his support saying, racism is not welcome at K-State now or in the future. I am excited to help every player unite for the solution now so that we can come together stronger than ever. Black Lives Matter. He's tweeting support, but he's not necessarily tweeting support for a boycott. He's just tweeting support for helping us come to some kind of solution, which may in the end not be a boycott. It may end up being, again, just some discussions.
Which, again, is a very political way. And I say that in the complimentary way of saying, you know, he's being political, but he's being political for the right reasons and in the right direction.
Right. All right. We've got a couple of you on hold. We'll get to your calls coming up after we take a break here. It's 11:43 on KMBZ. 11:49 here on KMBZ on a Tuesday morning. As we are talking about this story out of K-State and the football players who have said, we're going to boycott if you don't create a policy that would expel someone for racist or disrespectful comments. So far the university has not come out and said who they, you know, what they're going to do here necessarily. It's going to take them a bit probably to figure out what options they have. Probably they're going to suggest to sit down with the football players and see what comes out of that.
Yeah, and you know, somebody on the text line suggested taking that the next step farther, which is, okay, if this guy is going to put out tweets like that, and this is his point of view, and the people, the other students that are around him at this university, at K-State, have a differing point of view, there's a debate club at K-State, and I would venture to say there's probably a forensic team at just about every university on there. Put this punk up on the stage. Yeah. Let him put his money where his mouth is. And if you've got somebody you think can take him down with brains and words, put him up there opposite him and let him hash it out. And invite everybody, the football team included, to hear this kid try to defend his own actions.
Yeah, that's a really good point. What are you going to do then? And how are you going to monitor every student then and every student's social media? And what are we going to consider to be, again, a lot of this is open to interpretation. What one person considers to be racist, another person might not.
Yep.
What one person considers to be disrespectful, somebody else might not. And so, and jerks get to say things too, you know, people
put perfectly. Yes.
They get to have Twitter accounts too and Facebook accounts, and they get to engage with people also. And this is how we learn things. And the more we talk about this, the more I'm kind of annoyed that the K-State football players are threatening a boycott if they don't get a policy that would expel somebody like this, when it's possible the university, even if it wanted to, could not put a policy like this in place.
Yeah.
It's just kind of irritating that they would, you know, demand a meeting with the president, you know, say we're going to boycott, demand something attainable. You know, you could probably get an audience with the president of K-State.
Yeah, maybe. And it's not, I mean, this isn't certainly the first time that a group of college students got together, you know, and for the first time in their lives went, we have something that's an issue. Let's go do something crazy. And let's go demand a bunch of things that we're never, ever going to get. I mean, of course, that the history of that goes back as far as college. So it's not unusual, like Tom Jones. It's not a weird thing to have happen on campus, but you're right. I mean, it does become irritating when there's no follow through to it, when there's no logic to it, when it's pretty clear that they're demanding a bunch of things that they really haven't thought about very much.
Right. And don't know if they can actually happen. And then they're going to look bad when they realize, when K-State says to them, we can't create that policy. Legally, we couldn't do it if we wanted to. You can't do that.
Yep.
We'll go back to the phones here. If you want to get in, 576-7798, go to Kansas City first and talk to Tommy. Hey there.
Hey. I was just talking to your screen. My thing is, you know, I think sports figures are getting to be more and more like Hollywood actors. Nobody cares what they think. You know, it's like you get paid to play ball, kick a ball around like a little kid. Shut up and go do that, and don't try the arrogance of them trying to do this. I'm like, who cares if you show up? How about you go to school, get your degree, go out and grow up and get a real job? How about that? We're tired of sports, I think, is what I'm hearing more and more of. It's just lame.
Well, they have as much right to say what they want to say as the kid who tweeted this thing out in the first place that got them all mad.
Sure they did, but for them to all, you know, rally up and all this, I'm like, you know, sports is like, it's like the diamond industry, man. We know it's overrated, and it's a waste, you know, it's a waste of time. But get a job, man. I don't care if you're Chiefs or Baltimore Orioles. Let's get real. Come on, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I think, you know, everybody's opinion is worth exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's no more or no less. Now they feel, and to his point, they feel like they have a little bit more power because they can kind of hold the football team hostage or at least they think they can, whether they actually can. And I'm sure there are other kids who want to play their position who are going to K-State right now. But they feel like they can you know, pull together and use whatever power they have as football players at K-State against the university. And should they do that? You know, you use the cards you have, I guess. But yeah, I can understand why. I don't like that idea of, well, because of what you do for a living or because of the sport you play, you don't get to say anything. That doesn't wash with me, because sure you do. You're a human being. You get to say whatever you want.
Right. Right. You don't have, and you don't have to listen and you don't have to like it, but
nope.
That's,
that's true.
That's the other part of it. You don't have to pay attention either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.